This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
More money for dairy. That's the appeal from the House Agriculture Chair on providing dairy farmers a better safety net. Let's head to our nation's capital and check in with Chris Galen, Senior VP of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. And Chris, this week, very crucial when it comes to a safety net for dairy farmers.
Yes, really, since October, the government has been funded by a series of stopgap measures. They kept kicking the can down the road, but we're hoping that that process is about to end here, Bill, in the next day or two. They're talking about another what's called a continuing resolution, and it's going to also importantly include additional money in a disaster bill that's going to help really shore up the dairy safety net that the USDA administers. So we've been talking with dairy leaders in both the House and the Senate, in both political parties here in the last few months, to see if we can't do some things to really make the margin protection program a more effective safety net, because it's failing to do that right now, let's be honest, and do some other things as well to give farmers additional risk management tools. So the good news is that, assuming that this massive spending bill that you're going to hear more about this week, assuming that that gets passed, it looks like it will have many more resources here for dairy farmers going forward.
Now, we kind of hear about the same issues when we talk about the new farm bill. What's the difference between these two conversations, or is there?
That's an important question, because this is really a two-part process. The first part is making these improvements in the margin protection program, which will include making the premiums more affordable, changing the thresholds at which the coverage kicks in, and also this would be a way to remove the cap on livestock gross margin insurance. So those things, Bill, would be done in the short term. That then gives the House Agriculture and Senate Agriculture Committees more money to work with in the future, because one of the biggest things hobbling Congress is that there just isn't a lot of money in the budget to help dairy farmers as well as other commodities. But by making these improvements right now in the margin protection program and the LGM program, that then frees up more money going forward. It gives Congress more money to play with in the next farm bill. So then it's really a two-step process, and the next step will be in the creation of the 2018 farm bill, which will hopefully happen here later in 2018.
Now, the margin protection program's been going for a few years now. Dairy farmers pretty much saying this has been a flop.
Yes, it's quite clear that the margin protection program created in the 2014 farm bill has not been effective. There's a lot of disgruntlement with it. We get that. Congress gets it, more importantly. And so we've looked at, well, what can be done to make it better? And it's really now a two-step process, but we're taking a very important first step here with Congress making some important changes, which will then be a prelude to an additional step later this year in the form of the new farm bill.
Hopefully it won't be a kick the can down the road type of scenario.
We need Congress to make these changes now, because the entire commodity complex in American agriculture is really suffering. And particularly for dairy, we're looking at the next 6 months of really, really subpar milk prices. It's going to be very painful for everyone. And so we need to have an effective safety net in place. And hopefully this disaster bill that Congress is going to pass this week will allow farmers to make use of a program that so far has been inadequate.
Chris Galen, Senior Vice President of Communications with the National Milk Producers Federation. National Milk also admonishing the authors of McGill University study for a research article falsely describing milk as a high-risk factor in spreading foodborne illness. Patrick Cavanaugh with that story.
Dr. Beth Brzezinski, president for Dairy Foods and Nutrition, said the media attention to this inaccurate claim was disconcerting and had to be addressed. She said cow's milk is one of the most regulated food products on the market today. To publish such an egregious claim in a scientific journal could damage consumer trust in this great beverage, which is why they insist that the study's authors issue a correction to the journal's article and revise its press release immediately. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.